You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The Trump administration announced on Friday that it is cutting nearly $300 million in planned funding for UNRWA, the UN agency that aids Palestinian refugees, and said it would no longer fund the agency after decades of support. Instead, it said it would seek other channels by which to aid the Palestinians. The State Department said in a written statement that the United States will no longer commit further funding to this irredeemably flawed operation and indicated that it rejected the criteria by which UNRWA defines Palestinian refugees, whereby the agency confers refugee status not only on original refugees but on their millions of descendants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said on Friday evening Israel supports the move because UNRWA is one of the main problems perpetuating the conflict. Yair Lapid, head of the opposition Yesh Atid party, also welcomed the decision, saying that it is not only the organization providing cover to terror, but that it caters to 5.5 million fake refugees and has lost sight of its purpose. Although the Prime Minister's office welcomed the US decision, sources in the defense establishment are understood to fear that Washington's efforts to weaken UNRWA may strengthen Hamas in Gaza and endanger Israel's security. They have reportedly said that serious cuts to UNRWA's budget would create a vacuum in the provision of basic services in the Strip, where the majority of residents are dependent on the organization. This would be particularly felt in food shortages and a breakdown of education, which Hamas could use to strengthen its grip on the coastal enclave. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said the agency had his full confidence and called on other countries to help fill the remaining financial gap so that UNRWA can continue to provide this vital assistance. The US supplied nearly 30% of the total budget of the UN Relief and Works Agency, which provides healthcare, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. A spokesman for the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the move a flagrant assault against all Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wife and son are suspected of receiving bribes in the so-called Bezek graft probe. The investigation, known as Case 4000, involves suspicions Netanyahu advanced regulations benefiting Shaul Elovich, the telecommunication giant's largest shareholder, in exchange for positive coverage from the Bezek-owned Wallah news site. According to the accusations, Yair Netanyahu and his mother Sarah acted on the Prime Minister's behalf to coordinate coverage at Wallah with Elovich's wife Iris and Ilan Yeshua, the CEO of the news site. Earlier last month, police investigated Prime Minister Netanyahu in connection with the Case 4000, marking the 11th time he has faced officers over a series of corruption probes. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit on Friday ordered a probe into possible incitement after protesters burnt photographs of Interior Minister Aryeh Deri during a demonstration against African migrants in South Tel Aviv a day earlier. Some 300 people took part in the protest, expressing anger at the government's seeming inability to remove tens of thousands of asylum seekers from the impoverished neighborhoods. The burning of Deri's image drew condemnation on Friday from politicians including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said in a statement, "I respect the real distress that the residents of South Tel Aviv are feeling. The government I lead, together with Interior Minister Aryeh Deri, is working tirelessly to deport the infiltrators from Israel in ways both seen and unseen." He added, "I condemn the illegitimate act of burning a photograph of Minister Deri. There is no place for such acts among us." Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte will make his first visit to Israel today to discuss tourism, labor, and defense deals and visit Yad Vashem. Since the Philippine president has a rich record of both domestic and international scandals, officials on both sides will try to play down his record of jarring invective while promoting commercial and military ties. Israel sees the four-day tour by Duterte and his top ministers as a chance to thank Manila for taking in Jews during the Holocaust and backing Israeli independence. In a victory for boycott Israel activists, American singer Lana Del Rey on Friday cancelled her show at the Meteor Festival in the Galilee next week. Del Rey said that since it had not proved possible for her to play both in Israel and the Palestinian territories, she had decided to cancel her performance. Del Rey wrote, "It is important for me to perform in both Palestine and Israel and treat all my fans equally." 2 years ago, Itamar Banea, now aged 10, was hiking in the Upper Galilee near his home at Kibbutz Malkia when he found an unusually shaped rock. He decided to take it home as a souvenir. Itamar put the stone in a box and forgot about it until his mother spotted it a month ago during house cleaning. Curious about the object, she showed it to an archaeologist who transferred it to the Israel Antiquities Authority for inspection. It was a significant find. The third of its kind found in Israel, the statuette, made by scraping and chiseling a pebble to resemble a pregnant woman, is a symbol of human fertility, with some academics believing it to represent the mother goddess. It is about 11,500 years old and has now been added to the collection of the IAEA's National Treasures Department. New rules went into effect last night that will significantly expand an already existing smoking ban in public places. Under the new Health Ministry guidelines, smoking is entirely prohibited, including in any previously specially designated areas, in government offices, courts, religious councils, hospitals and clinics. It is also banned at conferences, demonstrations and any open-air event of more than 50 people, swimming pools, open-air sports facilities, playgrounds, zoos, entrances to preschools and enclosed car parks. Israel has banned the import of the four species used for Sukkot this year due to fear of infectious crops overseas. Last week, Agriculture Ministry inspectors prevented the smuggling in of 40 etrogim, valued at more than $1,000, by a woman in her 40s from Barcelona, Spain. The woman falsely declared her suitcase was lost in the hope of retrieving it later without subjecting it to a customs inspection on the way out of the terminal. Those caught bringing in the prescribed plants will be subject to fines and may be charged with a criminal offence. But the Ministry Task Force has also purchased thousands of sets of the four species deemed kosher for Sukkot that will be distributed for free at the airport to anyone who may wish to have one. More than 2.3 million students, alongside nearly 200,000 members of teaching staff, end their two-month summer break today, including 167,000 first graders who will take their first steps in formal education, and more than 130,000 students who will begin their 12th year of studies. Education Minister Naftali Bennett announced that the theme of the coming school year will be Israeli unity. Bennett said, "I am the education minister of 2.3 million students of all origins, Jews, Arabs, Druze, Caucasian, religious, secular, ultra-Orthodox. All of them are my children. But the return to school will not go smoothly for all. Superbus and Eged Tavura bus drivers intend to launch a strike as part of the protest against the government's failure to raise their salary." This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.